Welcome to Social Work Insider Podcast. My name is Harleni Vasquez, a licensed social worker and social work career coach. This podcast is the go-to resource for my fellow social workers to become the best version of themselves. Each episode, I'm going to share different mindset, entrepreneur, and career tips for you to implement towards your professional development. Are you ready? Let's go. Enjoy. Welcome back, my fellow social workers, to another episode here on Social Work Insider. And I'm so excited to kick off the month of May with part two of my interview with Arbo. And today's episode, I'm with current founders and co-founders, David and Fabio. And we're going to be talking a lot of things when it comes to how students can overcome financial barriers and a lot about the amazing work that Arbo is doing to support their students. And I would love to start the conversation with really going more in depth as to what causes students to become financially ungraduated. So kick it off, guys. I can't wait to hear so many gems.
Harleni, thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
So we're really focused in on, you know, what are the consequences of not finishing your college degree? Because when you fail to graduate, you don't just miss out on the degree, but it has very significant impacts on those students' lives. It often creates a hole that many cannot dig themselves out of. So those that don't graduate with a degree, or those that at least start some college and then fail to graduate, they're still stuck with those student loans. And they're four times more likely to default on student loans as compared to those who graduate. It's crazy. 53% can't afford to make payments towards their loans, and 47% end up defaulting. You end up making less money than college graduates. A high school graduate earns 84% less than the typical college grad. And they're much more likely to be unemployed than someone with one. And then lastly, you're funneled into lower paying jobs. You know, white collar jobs, the jobs that pay a lot more, require a college degree. So you end up, not only do you end up with more debt and less income, but also without a clear pathway to be able to earn a higher wage job. And that's just something that really motivates us to, you know, to keep our students that we're working with in school and making sure that they persist all the way to graduation. So that's kind of something that we wanted to introduce today is, and that's a term that we're coining, is the financially ungraduated, because it seems like there's a lot of chatter around just college affordability and student loan debt and stuff, but there's really no good term that kind of captured, you know, who are the folks that are impacted by this and what exactly does it mean to be financially ungraduated?
I think David is spot on. I mean, from a financial perspective, those are many of the different consequences that students that don't get to graduate experience. From a non-financial perspective, I think many of these students also miss out on the opportunity to build a network of other professionals, right? So connections, people that they can explore careers with, right? So they miss out on that opportunity. And then the other thing too are the emotional consequences, right? That come with experiencing a stressful financial situation, right? So your mental stability can be challenged, right? By not having a degree, which allows you to access more and more opportunities and at the same time connect with people that you've been able to meet in college, right? Because you have a stronger network. So the emotional consequences and also the inability of accessing a network of people that you can explore your career with.
Absolutely. I'm loving everything that you're saying. And, you know, I appreciate you guys like bringing all of this to awareness because, I mean, I have student loans, you know, I'm first generation. Like, I definitely remember that college experience and, you know, trying to, you know, overcome those financial challenges, or even thinking when I first started applying to schools and really trying to, you know, like, undergrad, right? Really figuring out the particular resources that I had. And I remember, you know, how at times it felt like I was in consistent battle with myself based on the resources that were available to me at that time. So I definitely appreciate, you know, all the work that ARBO is doing, you know, to really help their students overcome those barriers. And I would love now you can, you know, highlight a little bit more as to, I know in the first, you know, episode, we mentioned a little bit more about ARBO as a whole, but I would love now if you can narrow down, you know, more of that mission when it comes to what ARBO is actually doing to help, you know, your current students overcome those barriers specifically.
Yeah, thanks, Harlani. So what we've done is we've started to create the ability to identify students who are, you know, what we're terming striving scholars. So those first-generation students who are high achievers, maybe they have a bunch of scholarships, mm-hmm. They did really well in high school, but are negatively impacted with making that transition to college. Specifically, are impacted by, you know, having to adjust to being financially independent for the first time, and then managing school, work, and then also just being in a new place. And a lot of times those kind of factors all together kind of creates that dropout, right? So what we've done is that we identify those students by working with three partner organizations that we've been able to establish, the Urban League, and then two local universities. And then what we'll do is that we'll help the students gain financial intelligence. So help them map out their expenses every semester so that there's no surprises. So when the students first work with us, a lot of times they're a little bit more anxious, but then, you know, after those sessions, they feel a lot more prepared and confident to go ahead and tackle each semester. We also allow them to reduce some of their workload. You know, I know I've thrown a bunch of statistics out there, but I'll throw one more. You know, 55% of students who work over 25 hours per week end up dropping out. So that's our number. So we work with students to help them understand, here's how much income you can receive from, you know, maybe your work study, trying to keep them under that 25 hours per week threshold, but then also filling that gap with a micro grant that we provide for them. So we don't just give them, you know, the ability or the knowledge to be able to budget and prepare. We also give them the money to help alleviate some of their financial stress. And then lastly, you know, we connect the students with a supporter community. And our supporter community consists of former first generation college graduates who really understand the problem and want to give back. Some are giving as little as $25 per month. And in exchange, they get to share in with the student's journey. And also interject and cheer them on and also provide that kind of network that they may not have. So we're starting to see a lot of engagement in the community and starting to see some positive outcomes for the students.
Yeah, I think we've already made a lot of impact as well. Two stories. I love to share is, I mean, first is Sarah. Sarah is a student that we identify through the Urban League. Sarah is a high achiever. She wants to become a virologist. Sarah's college studies were essentially put at risk due to some of the financial challenges she was experiencing. We met Sarah, helped her create a budget. We gave her a micro grant of $3,000from an early adopter group of supporters, and then we distribute those funds to Sarah so that Sarah could use that money towards her living expenses. As a result of that, Sarah is still going to school, and we're still putting her on track to graduating in time. So that was a very, very impactful story that shows how we are helping students like Sarah stay in school and graduate on time. The other story that I wanted to share is about another student in Georgia, actually. Her name is Angela. Angela was short $6,000, and as a result, was forced to drop out of her classes. She was only three credit hours away from obtaining her degree. But we, in partnership with another institution, came in, provided Angela some funding to be able to cover that expense. And as a result of that, she was able to re-register for her class. And now she's on track on finishing her last class, her last three credits on time. Very, very impactful story. Angela has a wonderful background. She relocated from Africa to the US because she had a dream of becoming a lawyer. She left her family back in Africa, a lot of sacrifices. So getting her education was key. We were able to come in and help her achieve that. So we were really, really happy to have the opportunity to meet Angela and provide a level of impact.
That's amazing. Wow. Those are like amazing success stories. And, you know, those are the type of support and the community, you know, that students need, especially still navigating school through a pandemic, right? As we know, like finances are always going to be, you know, rising off the roof. So it's just amazing to hear the amazing work that Aldo is doing.
Yeah, and those are just a couple of few examples that we've been able to bring to light in just a short period of time, and a couple of examples of how we're preventing first generation students from becoming another statistic. So we're preventing them from adding to that millions and millions of group of financially ungraduated. So as we continue to grow, we're already up to 40 students. So we have 40 students currently working with us. They've all completed financial intelligence census with us. They all have budgets and a financial plan all ready to roll. And they'll all be receiving at least $1,000 from us this coming fall semester. So we just had the excitement of being able to send out those acceptance letters out to the students. And you can just see some of their excitement coming through. On the other side, we're continuing to kind of grow our community. Our supporters are really enjoying the experience they're getting with interacting with the students and just making even that small contribution go a long way. And again, those small monetary contributions can turn into a lot. So for every, $100 that a student receives, that can buy a week of groceries for them. Mm-hmm. And that's one less stressor that's on their mind that they can reallocate towards school. The other thing that we're starting to see is that the students and the supporters are creating these like little communities where they're kind of starting to identify or starting to kind of a bond over common interest. So we're starting to see kind of like the medical students starting to hang out with the medical, professionals, starting to see some of the, aspiring females connect with some of the, the female leaders and specifically the Buffalo area. So it's really cool because the students not only get that kind of financial burden lifted off of them, but they also get access to business professionals that can help them better understand what it means to be a doctor or better understands what it means to be an entrepreneur or in sales. And that's been a pretty cool benefit that we've seen and rewarding for the supporters as well.
Absolutely. A network within a network, a community within a community, and it just continues to grow. And, I absolutely love it. And I would love now if you both can like briefly share, what advice will you have for our current listeners who are current, first generation students or even, currently dealing with those financial challenges? What piece of advice will you share to them?
Yeah, for the students, take a step back. And seek help because there's there's millions of other people who have experienced this as well, they can give you even just a simple tip. The one I'll share is Don't be afraid to understand how much you need to finance yourself through college. When talking to the students, some of them get a bit scared to actually take a look under the hood. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, all of them, after they identify what that number is, they feel much better, because then we can start putting together a game plan and help to understand, okay, I'm going to get $1,000 from here. I need to work this work study. Maybe I can get $1,000 from Arvo. So, you know, once you understand like the degree of the challenge, you can then go ahead and make a plan. So take a look under the hood, understand how much you actually need, and go ahead and find the sources of funds that are out there, because they're out there.
I think David covered that really well. I mean, the only thing that I would say that I would add to that is, you know, you're not alone. Like David said, there are many other people out there who are going through the same challenges, and we're here to help you, right? I mean, that's our subject matter expertise. We help you take a holistic view at your financial position. And when you understand what that looks like, everything else follows. You know, we also want to help you execute and turn that into an action plan. So we're here to help you do that, develop that understanding. And then, you know, in partnership with you, we can help you execute on those action items that we're going to identify throughout the journey.
Absolutely. I mean, guys, you heard them loud and clear. In those moments of overwhelm, it's important to really take a step back, like David said, and really figure things out and look under the hood, right? Like really break down, you know, what's currently causing you that sense of overwhelm, right? If it's finances, then really take a look at your finances as a whole. And of course, you know, the social work in me, I can definitely say that, you know, maybe it could be you have some trauma when it comes to money, and then, you know, the relationship that you have with money as well, that sometimes when you see, you know, that big number, it can be like, whoa, like it's maybe taking me back, you know, let's say to my childhood and the feeling of lack. I mean, whatever it is. And, you know, like you both mentioned, Arvo is definitely doing amazing things to support students, right? So I would love now if you can share, like, for everyone who's listening, how can you help Arvo and their mission and just support, you know, our current students to overcome those financial barriers?
Yeah, definitely. So I have podcast listeners and anyone else, you can go to growarvo.com /donate to make a contribution today. In exchange, you'll receive access to our Discord community, where you can follow along with the students' progress, and also offer your time and network if that's something you're interested in doing. And I would emphasize, even a $25 donation makes a big difference, because they add up. Every $100 helps a student buy a week of groceries. So even the small dollars turns to big. So
absolutely. And no worries. I'm going to be including all of this information in the show notes. And this has been truly, truly amazing. David, Fabio, any last minute insight, advice for our current listeners?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. We're all here. The strength in what we're doing is in the community. And I think, Carlini, you have a pretty cool community that you've developed. We're developing a adjacent community of like-minded folks. So if you're out there and you're, you know, maybe struggling with your finances, or having trouble juggling school and work, or maybe having trouble transitioning to your professional life, someone else has experienced it. Reach out, and I'm telling you, you know, they'll be able to give you some advice that can help you map the way forward.
Yeah, I think in addition to that, I think David and I, you know, we understand those problems ourselves, right? Because we've been first generation college students. We've gone through those same challenges in the past. So we've lived it. We felt it. We deeply understand what it feels like to be a low-income college student, and what those financial struggles are that many people are going through. So yeah, definitely reach out. And then for supporters, I think I think it takes a very special type of person to be an Arvo supporter, and I like to think that There are many special people out there. Like David said, every contribution counts. So we're looking forward to seeing you, coming to our website and supporting the students that have high potential, which is pretty much every student that we're currently working with.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much. And y'all, you heard him loud and clear. Make sure to check out Arbo, the amazing work that they're doing, and join the community, support, contribute, do what you need to do, spread the word. Because again, the ability that you're able to help one student, they can, spread the word and help another student. And then the community will just continue to grow. This was absolutely amazing. And until next time.
Thank you for tuning in on this week's episode on the Social Work Insider. For more resources, feel free to check out my website, yourevolvemind.com. That's all for now. Till next time.